AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Congress is sending legislation to President Obama that would head off the threat of a government shutdown at midnight. The bill provides 10 weeks to come up with a more wide-ranging budget deal. Steady rain has been drenching much of the East Coast today, but the director of the Hurricane Center in Miami says the worst is yet to come when Hurricane Joaquin blows by.
We're forecasting Joaquin to become a major hurricane within the next 3 days offshore of the southeastern and mid-Atlantic of the United States.
Joaquin, which is now about 175 miles east of the central Bahamas, could linger for days along the eastern seaboard and dump up to 10 inches of rain in some areas. Russian warplanes are carrying out airstrikes on Islamic State positions in Syria. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. certainly deserve more warning than the 1 hour's notice given today to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad by a Russian envoy.
This is not the kind of behavior that we should expect professionally from the Russian military.
Secretary of State John Kerry, who has just wrapped up a meeting with his Russian counterpart at the UN, says the U.S. is prepared to welcome Russian military action in Syria as long as it's directed against the Islamic State. A moderate Western-backed Syrian rebel group says one of its leading officers has been killed in a Russian airstrike. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to stop tonight's execution of an Oklahoma inmate who claims that new evidence uncovered by his attorneys can prove his innocence. But the governor of Oklahoma has just granted him a last-minute stay, citing questions about a new drug. This is AP Radio News. A new government report indicates an assistant director at the U.S. Secret Service suggested leaking embarrassing information to retaliate against Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, who was investigating scandals inside the Protective Service. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's campaign for Speaker is in damage control mode after he suggested today that the House Benghazi Committee can take credit for Hillary Rodham Clinton slumping polls. In the meantime, the State Department has released about 6,000 additional pages of Clinton's emails covering a period when U.S. forces killed Osama bin Laden and the Arab Spring rocked American diplomacy. 37% of Clinton's 30,000 work-related emails are now public. The State Department plans to release them all by January. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.